You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. You heard the beginning of my sermon already in that meditation of grace. You are indispensable. You are indispensable. You are necessary. You are uniquely chosen and called at this time, created by God, placed here on this earth with these people in this place to be you. You are necessary. That is Paul's point at the beginning of this text that we read. Just because you're not an eye doesn't mean that the ear is not necessary. No, both are needed. You are indispensable. And this is at the crux of our Christian faith. God came to earth, became human, lived a life similar to ours, died a death like many humans die, to help us understand that God chose each and every one of us, created each and every one of us, called each and every one of us, and wants us to connect together because each and every one of us are necessary. You, friend, are necessary. Do you hear that? Do you hear that phrase right there? You are needed. So often in our lives, we get it into our heads that we're kind of a waste. We're a mess. We're chaos. We're disordered. We're all strewn about. And we begin to doubt. In fact, some of us go as far on the other side of doubt to actually believe confidently that we are not necessary. But Paul is reminding us over and over again in this text, you are indispensable. You're necessary. If you choose to believe it, if you choose to wake up to it, if you choose to live into that reality. Imagine getting up tomorrow, and as you open those eyelids, you begin to think, I am necessary for this day. For this day to exist, for this day to be what it's supposed to be, I am necessary. I'm indispensable for this day to be the kind of day that God wants it to be. I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to contribute. I'm supposed to let the very self that God has stuffed inside this body to come bursting out and to go out and begin to live each and every moment of the day that way. That as you are prepping yourself for your day, as you are encountering people in your day, as you are doing the tasks and chores and errands of that day, as you are bringing about your talents in the world, as you're making the connections that are going to happen, that you go, this is indispensable because I am indispensable. I am necessary. And that leads to the second piece, the other side of that coin. That every single person that you run into is necessary as well. That you run into people and go, you are indispensable for this world, for this day, for me. You are necessary for me in my day to be what God wants it. You are indispensable, I am indispensable, and everyone you run into is indispensable. And in fact, in our Christian faith, we believe that, yes, we are the body of Christ. That's what this whole sermon series is about, this love never ends, being the body of Christ in the world. But it's also looking around and going, wait a minute, they're all part of this body too. They're all necessary too. They're all indispensable to me and this body of Christ too. And that if I run into someone who does not realize, who's not woken up, who's not heard the call, who has not found out that they are chosen by God as well, oh boy, this is an opportunity to bring them in, to gather them in, to look at someone and go, I believe you are indispensable. I believe in a God who believes that I am indispensable and who believes that you are indispensable. And I want to connect with you because my existence is impacted by you and you waking up to who Christ is, to who we are together, and how indispensable we become in this body of Jesus Christ together. And in so doing, friends, we spread this grace, this message, this gospel, this good news from person to person until each and every one of us are waking up to the fact that we are indispensable, that each and every one of us are called to be the hands and the feet and the eyes and the ears of Jesus Christ in our lives, each and every day, in the mundane and the sacred and the special and the unique and the boring, in all of it, that each and every aspect is indispensable and each and every person I come in contact with is necessary, and that you and I are uniquely positioned in this world as the hub of God's grace, as the nexus of the divine activity, as the very axle of God's will and way in the world. Because you and I are the body of Christ and members individually. Will you take that out into your life this week, though? Will you try to live that out? Will you open those eyelids and go, I am necessary. I am needed at this moment. And each and every person that I encounter is as well. Amen.